Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, refreshing outdated bathrooms into modern indoor retreats. More at callmosby.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. A new digital platform in Missouri aims to make income verification for programs like Medicaid and food assistance easier. And one of the main forces behind the program is none other than four-time NBA champion and Hall of Famer Shaquille O'Neal.
I think it's a win-win for everybody. Help save the taxpayers some money, help people get their benefits and, get them real quick, and, help administration also cut down on costs.
Shaq is part owner of the company Steady, and Steady is partnering with the Missouri Department of Social Services. STLPR politics correspondent Jason Rosenbaum talked with Shaq and others about this new app. Jason joins us now to explain. Welcome back to the show, Jason.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Shaq was in Missouri recently, and I guess in the halls of the state capitol in Jefferson City.
Yes. I talked with him in the basement of the Capitol right before he was leaving, but he was in the halls. He was meeting and greeting with people in the House lounge. It was a big surprise to a lot of people.
And what was it like to see Shaq in that context?
He is enormous. He is the biggest person who I think I have ever seen. And I lived in the Chicagoland area during the heyday of the Chicago Bulls, and some of the Chicago Bulls actually lived in the northwest suburbs of Chicago. So Bill Cartwright, I saw at a grocery store once. Shaq is bigger than Bill Cartwright.
Right.
He was very friendly, too. He has a reputation of being a nice person to everybody. I know he posed with a lot of staffers at the Capitol. And he was there to promote a service that I think is genuinely interesting. But I don't know if people knew why he was there,
right,
which we're about to explain.
So let's get to that. This Steady IQ platform, Jason, how does it work?
It's kind of like TurboTax, where an applicant for something like Medicaid or TANF or SNAP, and those are like the food assistance programs. Or what TANF is the acronym that is commonly known as welfare. They connect their various ways they get money to this platform. It then calculates it and then sends a report to the Department of Social Services. I'm going to let Marcel Crudel, who works for Steady, explain the program further.
Person comes in, they provide their income source information, then they can connect to the sources of income, which can be a financial institution such as a bank, credit union, digital wallet, or to a payroll processor. And we just collect the information, do all the math for them and guide them through the process. So the income verification part is more accurate and much faster for them to do. And that accelerates the ability to make a determination one way or the other.
And that was Marcel Crudel, who works for Steady, explaining how the platform works. It's really kind of targeted toward what's known as 1099 income. Mm-hmm. So people who get salaries from Uber or Lyft or DoorDash, money that you get, but you have to pay the taxes at the end. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what this is targeted to.
Right. So then, Jason, how is it that Missouri residents verified income before this platform came around?
To put it mildly, it was a mess. You often had to do screenshots of pay stubs and send it to DSS officials, or you had to photocopy pay stubs and send it or give it during a in-person interview. I think that this way is seen as a more technologically advanced way of doing something that is, was really clunky and cumbersome. And I think it's trying to do it in a way where it is not overly complicated for the applicant.
Mm-hmm. The Steady IQ website, it features something prominently on there, and it's the Missouri case study. Jason, what is it you can tell us about that?
I think it showed that a growing number of people who are applying for things like Medicaid or food assistance have these 1099 jobs, like, again, Uber, Lyft, DoorDash. TaskRabbit, mm-hmm. things where they are getting paid a certain amount of money per job, and it still is probably not enough money to live on without these types of social service programs. So I think the idea is Steady IQ is aimed at making it easier for people to get attached to these programs, especially because in the past, as we mentioned, the income verification process can be cumbersome, and the application process for things like Medicaid have been under fire for a long time for being very difficult for applicants to actually get the services. Mm-hmm. So I think it's seen as kind of a way to make the application process easier, but also making it easier for the state to process them.
Right. And on that note, what is it that people with the state of Missouri said about the platform when you talked with them?
I'm going to let Melissa Wolf, who is with the Department of Social Services, say what the benefit is, and also answering my question about whether this type of platform could be used to actually kick people off the program if they make too much money.
So we are using this initially at application, and all of our programs have a certification period. So once you're certified, unless you go over and you report it, it's usually you're at that benefit level. So this will be used at application. We will explore what other options there are to use this this technology in the future, but it's not about looking to cut anyone off. It's about getting timely and accurate benefits to everyone who applies and who meets this.
That was Melissa Wolf, who is with the Department of Social Services in Missouri. And the other thing that I asked her was, like, why was the state partnering with a private company instead of making it in-house? And the reality is, like, creating a platform like this is expensive, it's time-consuming, and it may be more cost-effective to contract with a private company than to try and reinvent the wheel. I understand that contracting with private vendors is controversial within the state government space, mm-hmm. but it is pretty common, and there are definitely other state agencies that make the similar arrangement that DSS made with Steady.
Mm-hmm. So Steady IQ, I mean, it sounds like a good thing, and we should recognize, of course, that when you talk with people at the company, you're bound to hear positive reviews, and this is a statewide rollout, right? So the folks who are also with the state of Missouri are probably going to say good things about it. Did you happen to speak with anyone else, though, about technology of this kind?
I absolutely did, Elaine. I talked with Kimberly Annard, a professor of healthcare management at SLU's College for Public Health and Social Justice. She told me that this type of technology is not unusual. There are other companies besides Steady that are trying to make the income verification process easier. And she sees it as a trend broadly in the social services space about adapting new technologies?
So I think we've seen a lot of improvements and changes over the past decade or so in how people who are applying for these types of benefits are able to do so. It really hasn't been that long ago when people actually had to show up in person to do this. Post-ACA, as part of some of those requirements, states did began to modernize how they were working through these processes. And I think with the popularity of AI, we'll see more and more of this.
That was Kimberly Annard, who is a professor of healthcare management at SLU's College for Public Health and Social Justice. She mentioned AI, which I think is a topic that is top of mind right now. I think that obviously the perils of AI is that generative AI services get a lot of things wrong. So you got to make sure that the data that is in an AI system is correct. One of the other things she mentioned was the state is really going to have to take a close look at privacy concerns, mm-hmm. and making sure that Steady, who has all this really sensitive data, protects the data and against malicious actors. Mm-hmm. And that's something that every social service agency is going to have to look out for when they adapt these types of technologies.
Mm-hmm. And as we close here, I mean, Shaquille O'Neal, he's an NBA champ, Hall of Famer. He's also an astute businessman. And he's the founder of the Shaquille O'Neal Foundation, which focuses on supports for underserved youth. So in addition to your own personal sort of excitement as a basketball fan, seeing him, was there something else about this approach and what his priorities are that made you want to talk to him?
Yeah. And when I was driving back from Jefferson City, I was listening to a podcast where he talked pretty specifically about his business mindset. And that is, he gets into joint partnerships with people where he puts up a significant amount of money, but then has other people do the work. Like, I'm just going to be very candid here. Shaquille O'Neal did not write the code for this income verification process.
Right.
He just provided the money. And the idea being that if this type of thing is successful and it ends up being taken up by other states, he'll reap the benefit by getting a percentage of the profits. But the people that did the work will probably make more money.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe make more money because of his presence. It's actually kind of a brilliant marketing decision by Shaquille O'Neal. I think he has proven to be a very savvy business person, especially after basketball. But, you know, this is a person that has a doctorate that he earned in, like, human resources management. Like, Shaq is no dummy, and he definitely has learned how to partner with some promising technology companies and promising companies in general.
Mm-hmm.
This episode was produced, recorded, and edited by our executive producer, Alex Hoyer. Podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.